朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
Because a lot of times when there's something good on the table, mom and dad says, hey, you eat first. Because they love you so much, they want you to enjoy it first.
I think it's filial piety.
And every time we do this, we acknowledge not God is first, but mom and dad is before us. And the very first thing is that you obey your parents.
第二个要顺服父母。
Two, to honor your parents.
听从父母，他讲到 how.
And how do you obey your parents?
为什么应该讲坏？这里提到两件事情，为什么我们要听从父母？
Why do we listen to our parents? And how do we listen to our parents?
第一个是说到就是主所喜悦的。
The reason why we obey our parents because it is pleasing to the Lord.
你们一定知道这是爸爸妈妈所喜悦的。
You know in your heart that it pleases mom and dad.
但是你心里面可能觉得不舒服。
Perhaps your heart is thinking, no, I don't feel very comfortable.
但是如果你去读圣经，这是主所喜悦的。
But if you read the scripture, you discover this is what pleases the Lord.
你这么做是非常喜欢你，而且神一定要祝福你。
When you do this, it is pleasing to God, and God will bless you in return.
第二个他说到这是理所当然的。again, 好，中文英文翻译不出来，我今天会先跟他问过的。
Scripture in the English answer says this is right, but in the Chinese it says that it's more than reasonable, it's obvious.
你看好多了哈，经过改良过的英文，这个是很 obvious， 是理所当然，就是应该这样子的。
Obey your parents, honor your parents, it's an obvious thing to do.
你根本不要去 argue， 也不要去讲这是应该怎么样。
You don't need a reason about it. This is what it ought to be.
我希望这个是只是对孩子，而是对父母而
言。I want to clarify, it's not just for the children, for the parents as well.
如果孩子不懂得顺服你的话，常常是因为我们太过度的放纵他。
And if your kids do not know how to obey you, oftentimes it's because we're too lenient.
我上次已经讲过了，我看到那些小孩子生下来，个个都可爱，而且是从天生的。
I've said this with everyone before that as a baby, as a child is born, with their toddler, they're so cute.
你看到每一个爸爸妈妈见到他们孩子的时候，都满脸笑容，就是我的孩子真的很乖。
They're all like angels, and whenever the parents talk about their kids, they say, "Oh, my kids are so great and wonderful."
我说哇，他都不吵，他是现在真的不吵。
I said, "Wow, he's not very noisy. He's very quiet."
但是同样的妈妈，同样的孩子，过两年以后就不是这样。
The same parents, same set of kids, 2 years from now, they're not the same anymore.
孩子怎么？大哭得不得了
，and the kids have such a tantrum.
他要什么东西都喊的，都用叫的。
Whatever he wants, he screams and he yells.
这个妈妈就只好去应付他。
And mom just reacts to it.
弟兄姊妹，好好的孩子怎么被你搞成这个样子
？He's such a great kid. How does he turn into something like this?
我说我们每一个人小的时候都当过天使。
And I think we were all angels when we were young.
但是如果今天你觉得你不像天使的话，就是。很多人要负责任的，包括你自己。
And if you're no longer like an angel, there are many people that need to be responsible, including yourself.
有一个死刑犯。
And there was a death row inmate.
他要被执行之前。
And right before he was to be executed,
他们让他最后再跟他的父母见面。
He allowed him to see his parents last
time. 我那天读那个故事，自己就很难过，那个母亲都哭的。
When I read that story, I felt so sad because that mother was just sobbing and sobbing.
她就摸着她孩子的脸，
and she 一
滴眼泪说
，she held her son's face, and she with tears on her face, she said,
她说妈妈当初生你的时候不是这个样子的。
This is not how you were when you were born.
她杀了多少人，做了多少残暴的事情，背叛的事情。
He's killed so many cruel things. Now he's been sentenced to death.
一方面，我们每一个人要为自己负责任。
On the one hand, we all need to be responsible for ourselves.
一方面，父母亲决定 父的非常重要的责任。
At the same time, parents, we have a big responsibility.
我不是说所有的责任都要丢给父母。
And again, please do not misunderstand me. I'm not saying all the responsibility.
因为你在圣经上看到很多很敬虔的榜样，但是他们的孩子就是不听话。
You see many godly characters in the Bible, but the kids will not obey.
你看撒母耳的两个孩子不行他父亲的道。
And Samuel's two kids would not do according to the will of his dad.
大卫的儿子没有一个像大卫。
His sons of David, none of them were like him.
撒母耳本身没有爸爸妈妈带，他妈很小断奶就把他送到老以利那里。可是撒母耳这么谨慎。
Samuel did not have good parenting. His mom gave him to the Lord when he was a child. He was raised up in the house of God, but he was godly.
所以今天不是在这里争谁要负这个责任，谁不要负这个责任。
We're not here to say who is actually responsible for all this.
我们要在乎的就是。我如果是父母，就是我如果是孩子，我有没有做好父母？我有没有做好我孩子的角色
？What we individually need to care about today is that if I am a parent, that I play my role properly. If I'm a child, that I play my role properly.
就跟我们每一次讲夫妻相处的时候
，Just like whenever we talk about relationships between husband and wife.
我们读到以弗所书第五章，我们永远要夫妻一起走。
And whenever we come to Ephesians chapter 5, we talk about husband and wife together.
你做丈夫的永远不能对妻子说。圣经上说，妻子要凡事向我们丈夫，你为什么不顺服
？Husband, you cannot say to your wife because the scripture says, "Wife, obey in all things." How can you not obey me?
同样的，姊妹不能够对丈夫说，像圣经上说要爱妻子，像基督爱教会，为教会舍己。你做了什么
？And now, wives, you cannot say to your husband, as the scripture says, "As Christ died, loves the church, and dies for the church, so you should love me." What did you do for me?
要个人读自己的那一部分。
Everybody needs to read their own portion of the scripture.
然后你顺服神的话，做好自己的角色。
And then you obey God and do what you're supposed to do.
对方的责任交给神。
The other person's responsibility, hand it on to God.
你试试看神会不会管他，会不会负责。
Try and see if God will do what He will do.
孩子们跟父母一样。
Children and parents, same thing.
孩子们，你随时在神的面前。凡事顺服自己的父母，然后要孝敬父母。
Children, you learn to obey your parents and honor your parents in all things.
圣经上在这里特别讲到，要在凡事上。
And scripture is very clear. It says in all things.
然后第二个是要在主里面听从父母。
And then secondly, obey them in the Lord.
换句话说，我们听从父母不仅仅要在各样的事情上，你服侍不服侍的都要学习顺服。
This is to say that regardless whether you agree with your obey,
但是同样的要在主里面顺服父母。
But at the same time, it needs to be done in the Lord.
我们要靠着主的恩典、主的爱来学习顺服。
By the grace of God, by the love of God, you learn to obey.
另外一面，如果父母的要求不合圣经、违背良心，是我们不能顺服的。
And secondly, if your parents require of you something that is against scripture, against your conscience, you cannot obey.
就跟圣经上讲，妻子要在凡事上顺服丈夫，这个凡事的这个前提是在主里面。
And just as scripture says, wives, obey your husband in all things. The predicates upon the fact that these things are in the Lord.
所以父母亲叫你撒谎，为了可以赚钱，我们没有办法做骗人的事。
Okay.
不要答应。
Parents tell you to lie so you can earn a lot of money. You can't obey that.
啊，这个丈夫叫妻子去卖淫，可以赚点钱，去卖身，你要听吗
？So your husband says go sell your body that you may earn some profit for the family. Are you going to obey or listen?
我们不可能在这些事情上。
You cannot obey.
所以任何的凡事的顺服是绝对是在神的旨意里面。
And every one of your obedience is always in the will of God.
啊，所以我们做父母的，这做孩子的，一定要先学习。只要父母亲对我的要求不是违背神
，and children, you need to know if your parents' requirements of you is not against the scripture,
没有违背我们良心道德的话，我们都应该学习。
It's not against morality, your conscience, you need to obey.
你不要说我的 friend 他里面都不是这样子，他们可以上网，可以上到十二点一点的，为什么我九点钟就要上到
？And don't have the excuse to say all my friends, or they could be on the internet until 12 a.m. And why do I have to?Terminate at 9 o'clock.
好，我们要学习信任父母对我们的管教。
Trust your parents' teaching and discipline.
然后我在澳洲，我就没有想到我们去住的这些家里面，我蛮感动的。很多家晚上九点钟就把 internet 删掉。
In Australia, all the family that hosted us, when we go there, we realize when we see that at 9 o'clock, the computer computer, the internet is shut down.
他们全家在讲好了，九点钟功课做完 shut down.
The whole family says, okay, use it, do your homework. When it's not 9 o'clock, we're going to turn it off.
孩子乖得不得了，他们通通顺服。
All the kids, they obey.
所以弟兄姊妹，孩子们，我知道你们不喜欢听这个，但是你们需要听。
Mom and dad and kids, I know children, I know you don't like hearing this, but you need to hear it.
因为年轻人觉得自由。所谓的自由就是我想做什么就做什么。
And young people feel that freedom is be able to do whatever I want to do.
因为 exactly 就是我那天在这个 Oakland 哈纽西兰讲到的时候，底下坐了好几百个人，位置不够，所以摆个小板凳，年轻人坐在我的脚前。
In Oakland, New Zealand, when we were speaking, because we were lacking spaces, we had small stools in the front, and the young people sit in the front.
我说你们到底什么叫 freedom？ 你们天天在追求 freedom， 什么叫 freedom？ 告诉我。
I just have a question here. You guys all pursue freedom. What is freedom? What is your definition of freedom？
那第一排一个撞到了一个胖的孩子，他说我想做什么就做什么。
Heavy set kid, he says, I just do whatever I want to do.
我说 exactly， 我说这是 typical answer， 好，年轻人都是这样回答。
So that's a great typical answer. All young people have the same response.
但是如果你想深一点的话，那个不叫自由。
But if you think deeper, that is not freedom.
真正的自由是我不该做的。事情我有能力不去做，我该做的事情我有力量去做。
True freedom is that I will be able to not to do the things that I don't want to do.
这个
是 the things that I want to do.
这才是圣经里面的自由，这才是一个成熟的自由。
This is a mature freedom, a spiritual based freedom.
我想，在座有哪一个人喜欢去看医生的时候，听到医生对你说？你爱吃什么就吃什么。
How many of you, when you go see the doctor, you like to hear the doctor tell you, "Hey, whatever you want to eat now, go ahead and go eat it"?
你知道这个背后表示什么吗？
Do you know what is behind this particular phrase?
他给你完全的 freedom， 你爱吃什么就吃什么，你爱喝 Coke 现在可以喝了。
He's now giving you complete freedom. Eat whatever you want to eat, drink whatever you want to drink.
哎，对不起，我讲到这我要插出去哈。我在这边讲到有一个很可怕的情
况。I want to sidetrack a little bit. I want to speak of a very fast man.
我到澳洲去他们 potluck 吃饭的时候。
And when we were in Australia doing potluck, we were all eating.
你说起吗？中间居然放了臭豆腐跟榴莲。
There was sneaky tofu and durian on the table.
只是因为我在讲台上讲过榴莲很好吃。
Simply because I made a statement one time in a message that durian actually tastes very good.
然后我曾经讲过我很爱吃臭豆腐，其实他闯祸了。
I mentioned in the message that I like sneaky tofu, now we're in trouble.
然后我到哪里吃榴莲都有预备臭豆腐，
Everywhere we went, every table there was sneaky tofu and durian on the table.
他们不知道在哪里买，是在网络上找到了，跑进来的。
They actually are very difficult to purchase those things in Australia. They actually weren't online to look for it.
好，那现在这个常常有人提醒我，上了这个年纪，少喝 Coke， 少吃臭豆腐，少吃什么
？And so a lot of people will remind me in kindness, hey, when you reach your age, stop drinking Coke, stop eating sneaky tofu.
我去看医生，医生也会说要这样，要这样，要这样。
And when I go see the doctor says, okay, you gotta limit yourself and do this, this, and this, don't do that.
那你们都可以想象，如果有一天医生对我说，就像我十岁的时候接到医院的信说。他爱吃什么就让他吃什么。
Imagine one day, just like when I was 17, the doctor wrote a letter to my parents, let him eat whatever he wants to eat.
他想去哪里玩就让他去，他想做什么让他做吧，因为只剩下一年半。
Whatever he wants to play, whatever he wants to do, let him do those things because he's probably only got a year and a half to live.
让你有完全的自由，就表示对你已经不再有期望。
And to give you complete and absolute freedom means I have no longer hope for you.
没有一个父母亲不会管教孩子的，除非。圣经上说他是牺牲者，他不想管他。
No parent would not discipline their own children unless as the scripture says that they are illegitimate children.
他凡所爱的一定鞭打，一定管教。
But those whom they love, they will discipline and they will chastise.
所以孩子们做好你们那一部分。
So children, we do our part.
父母们做好我们的这一部分。
Parents, we do our part.
你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，恐怕他们失了智慧。
Do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged.
以前我听到有一个弟兄惨叫，他说圣经写错了，怎么会我惹你的气？不是他们惹我的气。
One time, my father cried out, "What do you mean, me provoking my children? It's always them provoking me."
底下说到你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
And it says, "If you fathers do not provoke your children to wrath, bring them up in training and admonishment of the Lord."
这里讲到惹他们的气，不是只是叫他们 不高兴。
And this phrase provoking your children is not so that they would be on.
这里讲到 provoke， 肯定就是把它给激怒出来。
And what you have done is actually you stirred up, you provoked them.
管教孩子，孩子们会不舒服、不高兴，这是几乎是常见的情形。要是
we discipline our children, they don't feel comfortable, they don't like it. It's very normal. Don't think it's something else.
所以孩子们也不要拿这件事情对爸爸说，你不可以让我生气啊。It's different.
Don't take this verse and say, hey, Dad, don't provoke me. That's not what God was talking about.
不是 ，don't make me mad. 这里是讲是 provoke。
Don't make me upset. Don't make me mad.
啊，这个被管教一定 upset.
When you are disciplined.You will be upset.
一定会不舒服。
You will feel uncomfortable.
But we need that.
But we need it.
我曾经跟你们讲过，我很小的时候。
And I shared this with many of you before. When I was young,
我是全家老幺嘛。
And I was the youngest in the family.
哥哥们都去上学了，只剩下我。
All my brothers went to school. I'm the only one at home.
那我从小在台湾的眷村长大的。
And I was living in a village family.
所以我常常一个人没有事干，就像遍地游行的狮子，是没有回家的。
So I didn't have any clues. I was walking around the village. I didn't have any place to go.
啊，就在我们眷村一块空地，他们常常有人偷东西来卖。
And this courtyard where all the villagers lived, and there would be merchants that would make things that they would want to sell.
尤其有一个人挑了几次小番鸭哈，我们叫番鸭，就是一种，我不知道叫什么鸭，比较 wild duck 之类的。
Try these ducklings that were raised in the wild.
啊，这边小小的鸭来，然后他在那个推销给你什么，后面整了一个都在那里煎饼。
He began to sell his product, and all the mom was standing by listening.
然后在这地上都会生蛋啊，蛋里将来又可以生鸭啊，又可以怎样的，就可以帮这些妈妈们做梦啊。
Buy the ducks, they will give you more ducks, and they will have more eggs, and you'll be very wealthy and be very rich, not to worry about anything.
哇，我这边听了以后，我就冲回家跟我妈妈开始当时把我妈妈劝来买了一只鸭。
I heard the story, I was so impressed, I ran home, I told my mom the same story, I said, Mom, come, buy a duckling.
啊，所以就买了。
And so yes, bought one.
然后我就帮那个人替我妈妈保证，一定会生蛋。
And I guarantee my mom, according to the merchant, that this duck will lay eggs.
结果后来这个鸭慢慢长大了，它住到我们家日本式房子的那个地底下，我每次都钻进去找蛋都找不到。
The duckling began to grow and mature, and went under the house as a Japanese style home. And every time I would crawl underneath to look for eggs, I couldn't find any.
后来我就想到这个，我答应我妈妈的。
And then I remember I promised my mom.
我想不能让她难过。
I said, so I can cause her to be
good. 我天天想看她，希望她生。
So I'm looking at the dog every day. I said, lay eggs, lay eggs.
有一天我又出去遍地游行的时候
，So one day I was wandering in the wilderness.
正好经过有一个家养了一只母鸡下蛋。
And I saw, I came across a family who raised chickens and they had they laid eggs.
你知道母鸡下蛋，叫就在那边叫，我就引起我注意，我就看到一个蛋在那边。
You know that the chicken right before they lay eggs, they would begin to make noises. I found an egg.
我为了安慰我妈妈，我就把那个蛋给偷了。
And to comfort my mom, I stole that egg.
然后我就跑回家，高兴地跟我妈说：“哎呀，下蛋了！”
And I was so excited. I ran to mom and I said, "Mom, our duck finally laid egg."
然后我就看我妈妈一点都不高兴了。
And then my mom was very upset.
就是那个番鸭长大了以后，它是公的，头上就会长那个皇冠的，还看得出来的。我妈妈早知道是公鸭了。
Ducklings, when they get old, you realize they are males because they have distinct features. And my mom knew it was a male duck.
怎么会突然跑来说跟这个番鸭生的鸡蛋呢
？How in the world did you come to me now and say it's laid an egg?
你看我的出发点是什么
？You realize that my the origination my thought is to honor my mom.
我为了安慰我妈
，I want to comfort my mom.
你说要不要管？
Do I need to be disciplined?
就决定鞭打所爱的孩子。
Of course, you chastise whom you love.
我妈妈没有管我，等我爸爸回来，让我爸爸睡一觉。
My mom didn't do anything at the moment, but my dad.
啊，一大现在看不到了，但是 I really appreciate 我很少被我爸妈管过。
And I seldom was disciplined by mom and dad.
因为我们被训练的都是要自立自强，要懂得上进。
We've been trained to do right and to do the best for ourselves.
我几乎从小到大没有对我爸爸讲过一次。说你要好好读书，我们都会好好读书。
I couldn't remember a time when my parents actually told me, "Hey, you got to study hard."
啊，但是那次对爸妈管教对我印象深刻。
That particular discipline that day left a lasting memory for me.
啊，所以我们需要被管的，因为这是爱。
We need to be disciplined because this is love.
而且在这个背后里面，不光只是管，而是有做。 不是就是中文比较好的地方。
但是这个是本来 ，there's also a modesty is teaching。
对，那个这个中国的父母很多的时候只管不教，只养不育。
And the Chinese families a lot of times are they were disciplined, but they were not admonished. They were raised up, but they were not nurtured.
为了养孩子，中国的父母给孩子们的照顾、好处，这个。承受是几乎其他族裔没办法比的。
We started raising up, giving our kids the very best. And the Chinese culture, the Chinese mom oftentimes surpassed many other cultures.
多少时候父母亲什么在吃什么在用的东西，我们给孩子。
A lot of times, like we don't want to use, and we things that we don't want to are too precious, so we don't want to eat. We would give to our children.
那孩子们，你们要懂得 appreciate， 不要去跟别人比啊。
So kids, you need to appreciate these things and don't compare yourself with other kids.
你应该先看看你爸爸妈妈怎么过生活，他们舍不得用舍不得买的东西，可能先买给你。
Look at mom and dad, look at how they live, the things that they don't want to spend money on themselves on, they will actually spend it on you.
他们用的手机常常是你们不要的，丢下来的，他们继续用，给你们买新的。
The cell phones that they use oftentimes are the ones that are left behind by you, and they get you the new one.
他们每次都说我喜欢吃鱼头，把鱼肉给你们吃。
Every time they will say I like the fish head here, you take the actual meat.
每次都让你们先吃，说我不饿。
And they will tell you to eat first, so I'm not hungry yet.
所以你不要去跟别人比，你看他家开店，他家住这个有公司住的房子，不要去跟别人。
And don't compare with other people and say, oh, look at those family, they drive Mercedes Benz and they live in an oceanfront house.
要懂得数算出的恩典，感谢自己的父母。
You need to learn to count your blessings and thank your parents.
同样的，父母亲，你们一定要照着主的教训和启示。
At the same time, parents, be admonished by the Lord, according to what the Lord teaches.
对孩子的小的时候，一定要培养他们随时顺服的个性。
And while they're still young, cultivate within them a personality of character and obedience.
如果你趁着小的时候没有 bend his will or her will, 让他的意志顺服的话。
If you do not bend their will when they're young,
将来大了，他们不会顺服神，他们不会顺服老板，他们不会顺服教会。
When they're older, they will not obey God, they will not obey their boss, they will not obey the church.
因为他们从小认识神。
Because they've done according to their will ever since they were young.
如果连10岁以下的孩子你都管不了他，你想10岁以下他会变好吗？
If they are younger than 10 years of age, you can't discipline, you can't train them up. You think you can change them after 10?
可是你今天到处去看那些小孩子，真的是不受管教。
You see everywhere that a lot of kids, they are just not disciplined.
他们还照用逼迫父母的方法在爸爸妈妈听他，而不是他听爸爸妈妈。
They throw a tantrum, they scream, they yell until they are listened to.And it's not that they're listening to mom and dad.
孩子应该是我们塑造他的性格，而不是他来塑造我们。
We need to cultivate the character of our children, not the other way around.
千万不要以为给孩子设定 boundary, 设定 limit 是跟自己冲突。No.
Do not think that by establishing boundaries for our kids, we're setting up conflicts in their life.
刚开始他们可能会有一点不舒服，但是久了他们自己会需要会觉得有安全感。
In the beginning, maybe they would feel uncomfortable, but sooner or later they'll discover this is for my protection. This for my safety.
孩子如果大一点的话，可以跟他们沟通的来设立 boundary.
And when they're older, you can communicate with them and establish a boundary together.
Now once agree, 大家都可以觉得这是合理的时候，就要 consist, 一定要 consist.
And once we agree, this is reasonable for everyone, then we need to be consistent.
所以如果他 break 了，他犯规了，是他自己接受的 consequence, 而不是你处罚他。
If he breaks those boundaries, it's him receiving the consequence of what he agreed to. It's no longer punishment from you.
因为这个会帮助孩子有一个学习，就是他要认识圣经属人生属灵的法则，就是你种什么收什么。
He needs to understand the principles spiritually and also in life. What you sow is what you will reap.
对，时间是很好的，如果你不把玩具收好，下一个礼拜这些玩具都不准碰。
And you tell your kids beforehand, hey, if you don't put away your toys, next week, no toys.
所以等到他真的不收好的时候，你就一定要提醒上个礼拜绝对不准他碰。
And when he really doesn't put away his toys, and you gotta be stern enough and say, okay, no toys next week.
所以他不快乐不舒服，你要提醒他，这是你自己决定的，这是你自己 make your own decision. 你要有这个 consequence, 你要有这个结果。
And when he's uncomfortable, he's fussing, you need to remind him, hey, this is a consequence of your choice. You made this happen.
巴不得让你今天可以玩，这是你自己选择要这个礼拜不玩，因为你昨天 break 了你的 rule。
I wanted you to have your toys every day, but You chose for yourself not to have toys at speed because you broke your own rule.
你要想着这个对他来说是一件很重要的教育，让他从年轻就知道我做的决定会有结果，我怎么说。
It's an important lesson for life to realize whatever I sow, I will reap. These are the consequences of what I do.
所以有一次我看到一个故事，一个很经典的，虽然是幽默的故事，讲到一个妈妈就跟孩子讲说：“你不收玩具的话，我明天不让你玩了，怎么样？”
And so I heard that I read this
book. 对，他说你如果不收玩具，不准睡觉。
A humorous story, and the mom said to the kid, "Hey, if you don't put away your toys, you're not going to sleep."
你答不答应？
You agree?
他说我答应。
And the kid says,
"Absolutely." 妈妈就拿玩具给他玩。
So mom gave him the toy.
然后你就晓得结果了。他玩完了以后呢，根本已经上床睡觉了。
So you know, after he played, he went on bed to sleep.
对，妈妈在房间忙完事情出来一看，全都是玩具，然后孩子已经睡觉了。
And then when mom comes out from the kitchen, realizes the toys on the floor, but the kid is lying in bed.
你们会怎么做
？What would you do?
叹口气。又开始说
，You just sigh and you begin to put away the toy yourself.
这个妈妈一定是中国妈妈，她就这样叹口气把它收好了。
It's probably a Chinese mom who sighs and goes and put away the toy.
收完以后进房间，拿到她房间去的时候
，And she went to the room where the child was sleeping.
发现她儿子在这个枕头旁边写了一句话 ，Sorry and thanks, mom.
And realized this kid left his mom a note. Sorry, thanks, mom.
她知道她妈妈一定会帮她收。
He already knew that mom would pick it up for him.
因为这边就是为什么我们带不出一个真正能够在主面前有自信的孩子。
But this is the reason why we cannot raise up a child that is disciplined for the
Lord. 我们需要主给我们智慧。
We need the Lord to give us wisdom.
我今天信息就听到这，我们信息要怎么讲？
I was on the word of prayer today.
主，我们再次把我们自己和我们的家交在你的手中。
Lord, we once again commit ourselves and our families into your hands.
我们谢谢。在你的主宰的权柄和恩典下，让我们建立的家庭。
Lord, we thank you that in your sovereignty you have formed our family.
好，虽然我们对我们自己的家庭，我们仍然觉得有许多的地方需要改进。
Perhaps all of us feel that there are areas in our families that need improvement.
但是我们却知道你的恩典够用，而且你亲近与我们同在。
And we know that your grace is more than sufficient for us, and you are with us.
我们特别为着我们的孩子向你献上感谢。
We particularly want to give you thanks concerning our children.
每一个孩子都是宝贵的。
Every single one of them are precious.
每一个孩子，你交在我们手中这40年，不是只让我们享受他们。
You commit these kids into our hands and these years, and not only will we enjoy them ourselves,
而是给了我们一个最神圣荣耀的托付，是为你来培养真实的下一代。
But the most holy commission that we may raise up the next generation for you.
我们请你祝福我们的孩子。
Lord, we ask you to bless our children.
在我们祝福前，从母亲的角色上的亏欠。主啊，你自己来替我们补足。
And the shortcomings of us being mom and dads, Lord, we ask that you would supply our deficiencies.
我们需要有更多的智慧，也需要有更多的恩典。
We need greater wisdom and greater grace.
那我们在这个充满压力、痛苦的时代里面，我们的家中仍然满有你的爱和祝福。
And in this generation that's full of pressure and a lot of troubles, we pray that your peace would dwell with us.
让我们的家真像一个家。
That our family would truly be a home.
我们也请你祝福我们的孩子们，让他们懂得顺服。
And we ask that you would raise up help our children that they would learn to obey.
正像所罗门所劝我们的，要叫父亲得安慰，叫母亲我们的能够喜乐。
As Solomon says that really mom and dad may be comforted and they may rejoice over us.
让每一个孩子都是父母亲的骄傲，都是父母亲的喜乐和安慰。
That every child would be the pride and joy of their mom and dad.
不让他们随从这个时代的潮流和态度。
Do not allow us to go according to the current and the way of this generation.
保守他们向着你的心和纯正。
Help their purity of heart towards you.
不叫他们遇见试探，助他们脱离凶恶。
Do not allow them to be tempted and deliver them from the evil one.
让我们的每一个家，不仅父母爱孩子，孩子也真懂得孝顺父母。
Not only mom and dad love their kids, but all the kids will learn to honor and to obey them.
你说这是主所喜悦的。
This pleases your Lord.
你也说这是你一定要祝福。
And you said you will bless this.
我们谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，欢迎你给我们来信，分享收听后的感想，也欢迎你在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目。 愿神的话语祝福你的新生命。